You plow, if you plant them below normal, you plow, first thing you do is plow that fur in level, the first cultivation. And you'll keep it clean, and when you thin it, then you go back and it grows fast, develops rapidly, it's a short-term crop. It gets up to the point where it will start forming tassel shoots or buds. That's when you better get prepared to fertilize it and lay it by. And then you bed in, you furrow in, to bed in on that feeder root to keep that thing cool. If you don't do that, you won't have any corn. And by the time the tassels are formed, you're past the deadline on whether you make or break a crop. You've got to do it before that bud comes out.
What do you call on the corn? What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
It's called shuck.
And the stringy stuff on it?
Silks.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
Well, that'd be roasting ears, or primarily roasting ears. Some people near call it garden corn or sweet corn. But it, I suppose it'd be about a par on roasting ears and sweet corn. Because you're dealing with two different types. You can get roasting ears from your field grade of corn, your commercial, your feedstock corn. You have to pick it early, or it's too tough and too strong. It makes just as good roasting ears as golden bantam, or better if you pick it at the proper stage.
So roasting ears refers to the age of the corn? Really?
Yeah, actually that refers to the age. Now sweet corn refers to a type.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly for pulling for fresh eating.
Mm-hmm. A kind of citrus fruit about the size of an apple would be a...
Well, orange or grapefruit or...
Okay. Steffi had a bowl of oranges and one day he went in to get one and there weren't any left. You say the oranges are...
The oranges are gone.
And what sort of things would people raise in a garden around here?
Well, there's almost no limit. You can raise anything from, well, asparagus, the entire melon group, all of the grain group, all of the legume or pea family, and all of the lentil or bean family, and any of the green vegetables.
For example?
Well, your turnips, spinach, things of that sort, and there are numerous varieties of turnips. Now, when I was a kid, we only had one variety that was predominant, used commercially or free production garden. Now there's, you get all sorts of flavors because of the hybrids. You find the same thing in spinach.
You cook turnips and make a mess of?
Greens. And the vegetable line, celery, I suppose, is the most unsatisfactory in this area. We can raise nice lettuce here, and carrots, radishes, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, not lettuce, if you wanted to buy some, you'd go to the store and ask for two or three
heads.
Uh-huh. And something that looks like lettuce, about the same shape that would be.
Indeed, maybe.
Or
kale.
You use it in coleslaw.
Cabbage.
Uh-huh. And if you were commenting on the size, you'd say, these, look.
Are big or large or heavy.
Mm-hmm. These are big.
I judge them by the big heads, and I judge them by the size and the weight both.